So on the Heartline, Pastor said we had about 8 or 10 minutes, and I got nervous. This is my first line. How do you describe infinity? Okay. Before you describe anything, you kind of have to know the attributes of it, right? When I was in grade school, young person, I would try to think about what an infinite amount of time was like. Just what would it feel like to just be that? Now, I was an only child, so I had plenty of time to do that. But we know it's impossible to really comprehend infinity. I mean, it's mind-blowing. So take that and imagine God, right? It's not just that he has an infinite existence, right? Infinite in every dimension. You think infinite love, infinite power, infinite mercy, infinite justice, just infinite everything. And that blows your mind. And I think we often limit God and put him in a box because it's easier to wrap our heads around it. And we end up struggling with our own burdens. We try to bear it all. And yet he wants us to know how limitless he is so we can trust him. So how much secure, like we've been talking about already, would our lives be if we stepped into every circumstance trusting in an infinite God, really feeling it, really believing it? What if we spend 2023 living, like taking actions, like we serve an infinite God? So when we had the offer to preach, this poem popped into my head. Like, this is what I want to share. Years ago, I found this, and it's compiled, you know, a lot of different sources, a lot of phrases you'll find familiar. But it's just trying to pull together a number of truths about God. And it's in, obviously, because we can't comprehend infinity, this is not comprehensive. But when you stack all of this together, it starts to paint this picture of the infinite God we serve. Right? This is called My King. He is King of the Jews. He is the King of Israel. He's the head of the church. But he's also King of all the ages, King of heaven, King of glory, King of kings, and Lord of lords. He is a prophet before Moses, a priest after Melchizedek, a champion like Joshua, an offering in place of Isaac, a king from the line of David, a counselor above Solomon, beloved, rejected, and exalted like Joseph, and yet far more. The heavens declare his glory, and the firmament shows his handiwork. He who is, who was, and who always will be, the first and the last, he is the Alpha and Omega, the Aleph and the Tau, the A and the Z. He is the Ego Ami, the Asher Echaya, the I am that I am. The voice of the burning bush, the captain of the Lord's host, the conqueror of Jericho. He is our kinsman redeemer. He is our avenger of blood. He is our city of refuge. He was crucified on a cross of wood, yet he made the hill on which it stood. By him were all things made that were made. Without him was not anything made that was made. By him are all things held together. In him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily, the very God of very God. He became the first fruits of them that slept. He's our performing high priest, our personal prophet, our reigning king. He's enduringly strong, entirely sincere, eternally steadfast. He's imperially powerful, immortally graceful, impartially merciful. He stands alone in himself. He's unique, preeminent, supreme, unparalleled. He's the loftiest idea in literature, the highest personality in philosophy, the fundamental doctrine of theology. He's the supreme problem in higher criticism. He's the Son of God. There is no means of measuring his limitless love. It was written in blood on that wooden cross erected in Judea 2,000 years ago. He was born of a woman so that we could be born of God. He humbled himself so that we could be lifted up. He became a servant so that we could be made joint heirs. He suffered rejection so that we could become his friends. He denied himself so that we could freely receive all things. He gave himself so that he could bless us in every way. He is available to the tempted and the tried, blessed to the young, or blesses the young, cleanses the lepers, defends the feeble, delivers the captives, discharges the debtors, forgives the sinners, franchises the meek, guards the besieged, heals the sick, provides strength to the weak, regards the aged, rewards the diligent, serves the unfortunate, sympathizes, and he saves. His offices are many. His reign is righteous. His promises are certain. His goodness is limitless. His judgments are right. His light is matchless. His love never changes. His grace is sufficient. His mercy is everlasting. His word is enough. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. He's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's irresistible. He's invincible. The heaven of heavens cannot contain him. Man cannot explain him. The Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they learned that they couldn't stop him. They railroaded him through illegal trials, and yet the witnesses couldn't agree against him, and the personal representative of the ruler of the world couldn't find any fault with him. Herod couldn't kill him. The death couldn't handle him. The grave couldn't hold him. He has always been and always will be. He has no predecessor and will have no successor. You can't impeach him, and he isn't going to resign. His name is above every name, that at the name of Yeshua, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. His is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah and amen.